Ever felt a deal die at the 11th hour? Well, it wasn't dead. It was just misunderstood. And I'm going to show you how to bring it back to life. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. We're going to dive deep into the 11th hour, when a once certain deal suddenly stalls. I'll walk you through two powerful lenses, the negotiator's lens and the partnership lens. Both of them shift stalled deals from breakdown to breakthrough. I'll also share vivid mental models to bring clarity and momentum back. In this episode, you're going to learn how stepping onto the balcony gives you perspective to locate the real break. We're going to talk about William Urey's fantastic work in this area. You'll also learn how to apply the ideal framework to realign complex deals. And you'll learn how to mentally rehearse these frameworks so you can deliver clarity under pressure. You know, I love these 11th hour calls. I receive them all the time. You know the ones. You sense the finish line on a deal. Then suddenly the deal you thought was going to happen just doesn't happen. Picture this, in case you haven't been there before. Legal calls with big questions. Finance circles the deck asking, why is this really worth it? Your internal champion who's been so confident suddenly goes quiet and the emails just stop. That's when momentum evaporates. But here's what 100 plus of these moments have taught me. The deal isn't dead. It's just misunderstood. So lean in, breathe, visualize the deal as a flame under glass. Not extinguished, just hidden from sight. Let's bring that clarity back and reignite that flame. Let's start with the negotiator's lens. This comes from the great work of William Urey, who wrote, amongst many books, Getting to Yes. He says, start by going to the balcony. Visualize yourself above the chaos. Zoom out and observe. People aren't being difficult. They're reacting to pressure. If you stay stuck in the stew, you're swimming in noise. The balcony gives you perspective. He then goes on to say, name the block. In nearly 90% of stalled deals, the structure isn't broken. It's the first material win that's missing. Picture two teams across a table with no handshake. You need that small but powerful first win in the first 6 months. Something that both sides can point to and say, yes, this is working. William then goes on to talk about building the golden bridge. Frame the deal around shared purpose, not your deliverables. Start by asking, before the friction set in, what mattered most to both sides? Find that shared why and center the conversation there. That's your golden bridge. Purpose over pain. And the final step is to create a community. If it's just one executive hoping that it will land, it'll collapse. You need believers. Invite more stakeholders. Paint them a vision of what success looks like. Not just metrics, but shared legacy. The more the ecosystem understands and buys in, the more stable the deal becomes. So now let's turn to the partnership lens and the ideal framework. The ideal framework is made up of six core questions, and every letter in the ideal framework stands for a different component of that framework. So I stands for intent. Pause and ask, are we still aligned on why this partnership exists? If one side's intent has drifted, nothing else sticks. Imagine two arrows. Are they still pointing in the same direction? D stands for dual benefit. Each side must have at least two clear wins. Think of it as a balanced scale. If one side feels shortchanged, everything tilts. Your job is to define the two benefits and make them specific, measurable, and real. E stands for era. This isn't just a one-off. Are we building for 3 years of compounding value? Picture a tree. Roots today, branches tomorrow. When people see future value, they invest differently. A stands for allies. It can't just live in one person's head. Who else in their organization can own it? Imagine a ripple effect. Champion meets champion. The conversation spreads, supports itself, and gains momentum. L stands for land the first win. Back to that first win. What concrete result in the next 6 months will prove the partnership is real? Visualize delivering that outcome and celebrating it. That's the milestone that unlocks everything else. And at the end of the ideal framework is a little plus, and that stands for next best alternative. If this partnership doesn't work out, what's next? Do both sides have clarity and alignment on that? Sometimes acknowledging the fallback gives both parties the courage to lean in instead. So why does this work? Deals stall for four consistent reasons. Incentives weren't mapped, the first win wasn't designed, intent got lost, and too few people held the load. When you apply these two lenses, you filter out the noise, you uncover the true issues, then build a shared path forward that's visible and actionable. You know, I once had a SaaS enterprise partnership that froze. Legal was nitpicking the indemnity clause, finance questioning the ROI. My client's champion disappeared. Using the balcony lens, we identified the real block. No defined first win. We brought in the ideal framework that aligned the intent, mapped the mutual benefit, nominated allies, and landed the first win, a six-figure pilot launched in under 90 days. That pilot became the gateway to a five-year, $8 million deal. Now, if you're on your commute right now, if you are walking between meetings and you're thinking, I have a deal that could stall, what should I do? Here are five things you can put into practice right now. Number one, pause and visualize. Imagine the deal as a flame under glass, revivable with clarity. Chase that clarity. Number two, go to the balcony, zoom out and identify the real blockers. Number three, apply the ideal lens. Write out the intent, write out the dual benefit, look at the time, look at the allies, understand that first win, and know what your fallback is. Number four, expand the circle. Bring in new voices. Build community inside both organizations. And number five, define and land that first win. It'll deliver momentum in 6 months, and it will unlock future opportunities. All right, let's cover those five steps one more time. Step one, pause and visualize. Step two, go to the balcony. Step three, apply the ideal lens. Step four, expand the circle. And step five, define and land that first win. Because you know, when you untangle the signal from the noise, even the messiest deal begins to move again. And those 11th hour issues, they're not the end. It's often the very beginning of the real partnership. I do hope if you're in that situation at that 11th hour, you can feel free to reach out, but this is what I would employ to get it back on track. I hope you found today useful. And before you go, I've got a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure about how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. That's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven, practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say and to do and to build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. Thanks again for tuning into the Partnership Playbook. I'm really pleased you're here. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.